The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, with Carl Bott, Linda picked up a whatever kind of cold that turned into a cough.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's been like one, two, three, this is her third day.
Oh, wow.
She was planning on coming in this morning, but it just, during the night, it just came back. So, Robitussin and NyQuil.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to 2026.
Happy New Year.
We thought we were going to be back on Friday, and it just didn't work out like that up in the mountains. It was just really strange up there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, good morning, 5th of January 2026, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by, and this is always the same, Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I have Alex here.
Good morning.
Okay, so
National Day?
Okay, we can do that. We start with that.
This one I like. It's National Screenwriters Day.
Oh, you are in the movie industry.
Yeah, believe it or not, I kicked out a short film script during the past weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
So, about what?
It's about a young husband and wife. They're pregnant with their first child, so they bring over the sister-in-law's children for the weekend to practice being parents and
decide that this
everything goes wrong.
Of course it does. I had this short story I wrote. It was about a trial that was going on because a guy killed a dolphin down at one of these, you know, like a SeaWorld type things. Went in and shot it.
You don't hear that every day.
No, you don't. And what it was about was the dolphin, which is very smart, its trainer. It had formed this relationship with his trainer, and the trainer had fallen in love with this guy, and they were going to get married and move.
Oh, God.
And so the dolphin kills the trainer.
Oh. Was that based on a true story?
No, I just made it all up and I wrote it all out. And I showed it to a person read it, and it was close to me, and she said, "Oh my God, you cannot, no, this isn't true. You know, Flipper would never do that." And I went, "This is a great story."
It is a good story.
So, anyway. It languishes in the drawer next to a couple others that I've written. So the weather today, stand by. We're going to get rain and wind gust up to 21 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, let's think. Oh, 100%. With around an inch of rain possible. And another half an inch tonight with low around 44, and then tomorrow 40% chance of showers, and Wednesday 50% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, and then on Thursday areas of frost between before 9 a.m. because Wednesday night's getting down to 34, and but mostly sunny, and it's Friday mostly sunny, Saturday mostly sunny. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, but Sunday, partly sunny. So I'm not sure what that means anymore. I've got, you know, an inch of partly cloudy falling on my house right now. There we go.
Yeah. Hey,
but anyway, the weather reports, not the weather. Please don't blame this on Shasta Gas Propane. But the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've been doing this for 30 years. Third generation of the Kinney family is involved in running that company. Can't say enough about them. We'll have Chuck on here early this year and give us an idea of what's going on with, propane, but other things that are going on in the industry. You can reach them at 530-365-3793.
Hey, got a question for you. Did you make any resolutions?
No.
Nope.
I never make a resolution.
I made one.
Okay.
I'm going to eat less kimchi.
Oh, how can you do that?
And so, like, I'm 100% so far. I figure you have to have one that's a slam dunk so you know, well, start the year out feeling good, you know?
Do you ever?
I had it once this year and or this past year, and it was terrible. So I think I can handle that one.
Really? You don't like kimchi?
I mean, I do, but the kimchi I had wasn't that great. So
really?
I think I can hold that one up this year.
Well, I like kimchi.
Yeah.
And I was in Korea. I learned to discern the different kinds of kimchi.
Yeah.
I went into I was staying at this hotel. It was, I guess, a very American hotel down in Seoul. And when they, you know, you could order all types of American food, and I ordered, I don't know, steak or something. And I said, do you have kimchi? And the waiter looks at me and he says, why, yes, we do. And I said, could I have a side order? And he looks at me and he says, why, yes, you can. And he comes out with this plate with this, you know, the silver bowl over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I open it up and it's a half a loaf of kimchi.
Wow.
Really good. So I had steak and kimchi and potatoes.
When it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, it's bad.
Well, it's fermented cabbage that you supposedly put in the ground. That's where you're supposed to do it for, I don't know, what is it, 5 weeks or something?
I have no idea.
I can tell you this, too, though. You get into a bus during the winter where all the windows are closed and everything. Get on a bus in Korea, and the aroma of garlic is... You could say extremely present.
Very prominent.
There. Oh, yeah. Very prominent. And, you know, but then again, I was eating it too, so it could have been, you know, all of us there.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's enough for kimchi. Ah, where do we start?
Man, so much happened last week.
I leave for 1 week.
Hey, I do have a prediction for you.
It wasn't even a week.
I think
it was 3 days.
I think Tim Walz is going to resign. The governor of Minnesota?
Well, he's not running. And after this, after what they found there, and it appears to be billions of dollars that just, you know, just floated away. And whoever did it, you know, there's, you know, probably, you know, Somalis had something to do with it, but whoever had anything to do with it. But they were giving away money like that. And you can just see where other people were, organized crime could get into this. But, my favorite was when the guy on the video, the guy that broke this story, an independent journalist, has a video of the learning center, and they spelled learning wrong.
Yeah, yep.
And then and then they changed the sign.
Yep.
And what do they do? They misspelled the street name. Okay, then I saw something on Facebook which you cannot believe. You know that. But it supposedly was in one of Minnesota, Duluth, or someplace around there, wherever else is happening, that it was in Craigslist. They were looking for actors.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that's nuts.
They were looking for actors so they could open up their daycare center because after they shut down, you know, now our, you know, all of our students have gone to another place. So until we can get them, and so when, you know, with this is going on, we'd like to hire actors.
It's nuts, man.
It can't be true. I hope that can't be true.
We'll see.
I hope it can't be true. Anyway, so you wonder where, why we pay so many taxes? Take a look at Minnesota. Take a look at our homeless, how much money we spend on homeless in California, and they can't figure out where the money went either.
Yeah.
So I can't help but think that probably several, you know, out of $27 billion, probably maybe $100 million of it, maybe, probably went to, who knows where it went. It's kind of like the BLM leadership.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they just got busted.
Yeah,
Rolls Royces, all these kind of things for fraud interstate wire fraud, all of these things. And this is what happens. You know, BLM, Black Like Meat, started by these three people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they expected it to go like this. And then to have hundreds of millions of dollars come in. And I just, you know, sometimes people can't handle that. I mean, that's a big organization. And, if you know, it takes a certain amount of background and all that. Now, maybe they had that. I don't know. But they sure, now they're being arrested for fraud. Yep. Buying a mansion for like $4 million.
In Topanga, yeah, nice part of L.A.
Yeah, and saying that they needed, well, we need a place for us to have our meetings. Well, that's a nice place. You know, I think a warehouse on Sepulveda probably would have worked too, but.
That's kind of like a mega church where you have like a jacuzzi jets and the baptismal pool.
Yeah. You know, we've seen those happen.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there is no group of people. No ethnic group, no religion, I mean, you just go on and on, that has the corner on being crooks.
Yeah. So.
And they just don't. I mean, they
come
from
It's going to be a fun year.
Well, you know, when it starts out, when you're in bed, asleep at night, and if you've probably seen that photo of four Delta or SEAL guys with their, with their night vision on, and it says, Happy New Year. I'm sorry.
And now we're running Venezuela, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope it's better than Minnesota. Anyway, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at those things, but some things just strike me as being funny. Hey, 7:16 in the morning, and we need to take our first break. We'll be right back.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, there are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has with your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Best in the North State?
No kidding.
Your talk radio. Yeah, how about that? Got me all excited. I'll only mention it for the next
year.
Till Best of the North State starts
the next
year.
One, yeah.
This time, because we didn't even know we were nominated, yet we finished in the finalists there, Best Talk Show, Best Talk Radio Station. I'm going to actually, if it happens, tell people about it.
Yeah, this.
So watch out, yeah. Billy and Patrick. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. They don't have to worry too much. this portion of the show is in the back. They're riding along, and who's that back there? Who's that down the hill and across the river? Oh, it looks like Carl and Linda flogging those horses. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yes, it's a new year. Start your windshield out with a fair fighting chance. You got a chip or a crack up that 2 feet in length? Take it down to 3208 South Market Street and let Jeff fix your windshield. And the Windshield Whisperer will make sure that it's taken care of and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. That's right. Why start out the year with a chip in your windshield or a small crack? Take it down to Jeff. Free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by the Windshield Whisperer. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Okay. Now, I want you to look this up.
Okay.
Because I'm confused. The Ninth Circuit Court said that open carry, California's law against open carry is illegal in counties. Now, this is the part. I saw counties below 200,000 in population. And then I've seen over 200,000. It's okay. It is now okay to open carry, according to the three judges and the Ninth Circuit Court. And now this, of course, will go to the whole circuit court. There'll be 12 of them in there. And they're saying it is illegal against the Constitution for California to keep their citizens from open carrying. But the 200,000 was in there. And I've seen two different stories. One said in a county under 200,000, and then I saw it said counties of over 200,000. How can it be? It should be just counties.
So here's what I got. The headline says, U.S. Appeals Court strikes down California's open carry ban in major Second Amendment ruling.
Yeah.
Ninth Circuit ruling affects 95% of the population, cites a 2022 decision. Hang on, let me see. Okay, 2-1 decision.
I know there's people listening out there that know can recite this by heart.
It says carry in counties with more than 200,000.
With more than 200,000 is legal.
Yes, 95% of the state.
Well, that's the whole North State is then can't carry then?
Because
Shasta County's got 190,000 people, 189,000. You know MoDoc County hasn't anything close, or Lassen, or Siskiyou, or any of those. It, you know, I don't understand why it would, if what's the difference that the population makes?
I have no idea. Tell that to the Hells Angels.
We will call Gun Owners of California. And my unfortunately, Sam Paredes, my contact there, passed away last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it just doesn't make sense to me that you put a number on.
Yeah, that doesn't
make sense. It says 95% of the people. Okay, so L.A. can carry. Okay, we're getting phone calls. I knew that was going to happen. So somebody will tell us what that means, because it was very confusing. But the big thing is that the Ninth Circuit Court said open carry is constitutional in the state of California. And you can imagine Governor Newsom is not happy about that. And, of course, they are appealing it immediately.
So we have Richard on the phone.
Okay. Hey, Richard, you sent me an email, and I have not opened that up. I just got it. So what's the story on this?
Well, I'll give you some preliminaries, and just to remind everybody, I was a co-plaintiff with Mark Baird on this very case.
Yeah.
And they took me off a couple of years ago for logistical financial purposes, because as the case gets higher in the courts, it gets extremely expensive. So,
yeah.
So do not open carry. You have to wait. The three-judge panel, has issued an order to a lower court to write an injunction. And the way that the injunction will read something similar to that the 200,000 population of Mark is unconstitutional because it's not fair and equal. It's arbitrary and capricious. So that was the big win in this case, is that arbitrary 200,000 population number. That was the big win.
But wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
When the first thing I said, it was in counties below 200,000, and I've seen that a couple of times. But then it says for counties over 200,000. So is it under or over?
So current law allows sheriffs in counties with under 200,000 to issue open carry licenses.
Okay.
However, there's no process, no paper trail to do so, and the same current law says any counties with over 200,000 sheriffs may not issue open carry.
Okay.
So that,
okay.
That's where
I'd heard the 200,000, under 200,000 before. Okay.
Correct.
So now they're saying, No, it should be for everybody.
Correct. That was the big win, was getting rid of the 200,000 population mark, because that's arbitrary and capricious.
That's not fair. If we can carry in Shasta County, they ought to be able to carry down in, Marin County.
Yeah, so I of course, would hire Mark and Amy. Amy is the lawyer for the case. They're, of course, parsing this out in a very detailed manner, and pretty soon Mark will start making the rounds explaining all of this, so I certainly recommend you get Mark.
Is he
going to
be available this week?
That I do not know.
Okay.
I
got Mark's number. I'll give him a call.
Yeah.
Because
that
was my confusion, and then now I understand that it's over 200,000, because we already had that capability, depending on the sheriff, if it was under 200,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for calling. I knew you would. Thanks. Okay, so that's where we are. Now, it still comes down, and it's kind of like the concealed carry. It comes down to the sheriffs. Our sheriff is very, very proactive concealed carry. I'm not sure he's that proactive open carry, though. And we'll have to ask him. But what this lawsuit says, you can't just say under 200,000. It's not fair to counties that are over 200,000.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
Yep.
And looking at Broome. All right. Okay. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk Let's talk some local stuff about restaurants. How many open? How many closed? Let's talk about the chief. That was a big surprise. And the consternation it's caused. And I want to talk about that. I personally think the world of Chief Barna and have for a couple years. And I don't know what's going on any more than you know what's going on, mm-hmm. any more than the city council seems to know what was going on.
Yep.
And that's the thing I want to talk about when we get back. All right, we'll be right back.
I want to be
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com. Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda wanted to be here today, but she has the most horrible cough. I don't know where it started. Probably up in the mountains. But we thought she was going to make it today, but got worse. So, you just got me. Happy 2026. I hope your new year is starting better than Linda's is. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. 4 years in a row is best in the North State and the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and a super selection of jewelry, my friends. In fact, I was able to go down and find Linda a little bauble for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, Rebecca knows. She goes, oh no, she was looking at this. And I said, how long has she been looking at it? Oh, she's been looking at it a long time. And I went, okay, let's see what we can do. But it is just really great people, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Now, we were gone when the news broke about Chief Barner being relieved. I've known Chief Barner for years, and I think I think the world of this man. I think he's a good man. And to find out that he was relieved for personnel, not personal, and a lot of people got that mixed up, not personal reasons, but personnel reasons by the acting city manager. And you know what? The fire chief, the chief of police, everybody, the city manager is one that hires him. And, but here's the thing is, they usually do it in conjunction by, with the city council. And then we find out the city council didn't even know about it. The mayor didn't even know about it.
That is nuts.
Nor did the vice mayor know about this happening. I don't think Chief Barner was stabbing people in the foyer that would, that would call for something without the city council knowing about it. Now, there's going to be a meeting tomorrow night. Both the mayor and the vice mayor put out these things saying, hey, let's not jump to conclusions. But in any place, when you've got social media, when you say don't jump to conclusions, stand by. We used to say, I almost said what we'd say in the Marine Corps, but I didn't.
Better get the delay button.
Yeah, hit that get the delay button out. I feel like starting 2026 out differently. Anyway, they're going to discuss this tomorrow night, I guess, at the meeting. And when they said don't jump to conclusions, I saw this one site, and I can't remember what the name of it is on Facebook. It had 356 comments. And I tell you, like six of the people on this hate the police department.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Things being said about our police officers, all this stuff was, it was sad to read on some of the stuff. So I don't read those. I start going through and I see, I see other comments. Everybody's confused. I think that's the thing is everybody, a lot of people are saying, hey, look, just wait and see what this thing is. So that's what I would say. That's what I would caution. Hey, people, just wait and see. Let's see what happens. What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm looking up info. I don't see anything that you haven't already.
No, it's and it's not going to happen. I think until tomorrow. Maybe we get Mayor Letao or Vice Mayor DeNuca on after the Tuesday, we can talk about this thing. Okay. Good news and bad news. I'm going to go with the not so good news first. About number of restaurants that closed in Reading. Carl's Jr. Nope, not the whole chain, just one of them. And they said it was because the rent's gone up so much. And, fast food franchises have a very slim margin, 1-2%, right?
Yeah.
And your rent goes up, and guess what? It just doesn't make sense anymore. Now, Humble Joe's, you know where that is?
I don't.
Okay. That was on, it was off Cypress. And it's on Hartnell. You turn off Cypress on Hartnell, and it's right there.
Okay.
It used to be something else. It just closed. And then Honeymoon's up there that took the place of Moonstone. It didn't stay open very long, like 6 months, and now they're rethinking what it's going to do. And they want to pivot into a different type of ambiance and menu and all that. IHOP.
Well.
What?
I haven't been to IHOP in a long time.
Well, neither have I, and I feel bad about it now because I really like their pancakes.
Yeah.
And they'd have free pancakes on Pancake National Day.
Yep.
And you could get, you know, the Super Slam and all these for like $8.
Yep.
Okay, the Golden Fang. Oh, that was one up at Benton Air Park. Meanwhile, a new one is taking over up there at Benton Air Park. Roadrunner Grill opened its second location on Cascade Boulevard, but in early December, they announced it was closing the Shasta Lake one. And they were not, they weren't getting the customers out of Shasta Lake. They did it at our other one. View 202.
Really?
View 202.
Wow.
That closed. That closed in like, let me see, September? Maybe even earlier. Okay, prior to that had been Rivers, which was built and opened after the Hatch Cover restaurant burned down in 2006. Hatch Cover had been operating for years under Cleary, Doc Cleary.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. And then... And now Robbie's out of the restaurant business, has been for a while. Taqueria, or Taqueria El Primo, shut down. Mount Shasta Mall. Blue Door Bagel, Taj Mahal, Indian cuisine. Do you like Indian?
Every now and then.
Yeah. You know where I used to eat it the most?
Where?
In Zagreb, Croatia. We'd go down there every week to this Indian restaurant, and the boss would take, you know, the inner staff,
mm-hmm.
and we'd go down to... We'd either hit that one, or we'd hit the only Mexican restaurant in Zagreb, and their chips and salsa was Doritos.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I ate something there that I think I got some kind of salmonella poison.
Oh, no.
Chicken Shack. No, that was in Zagreb, nowhere else in Zagreb.
Yep.
The Chicken Shack.
Wow.
And, well, no, not all. It opened its second one. And on Eureka, on the west side, and now they've shut that down. It still operates on Churn Creek Road. Pasta Pronto, closed, but then it's opened up Tacos Las Espadillas. We have a lot of them. From the Hearth Express Drive-Thru, and on Pine Street, they shut that down. But, of course, From the Hearth is still running strong. And let me see what else. Whiskey Town Barbecue. And now... Those are the ones that shut down. How about the ones that opened, though? And the one that surprises me is Raising Cane.
Yeah, they're doing great business.
Did you see that people were actually camping out at, you know, to be able to get into Raising Cane? Now, that doesn't surprise me because when Kentucky Fried Chicken reopened after the famous escapade they had with the girls in the parts, in the part sink.
Oh, God.
that made Reading world famous.
Wow.
It was really Anderson. So, Raising Cane's is opened. Lalabella, Ethiopian cuisine. I didn't even know that was here. But they've opened up in... They went into where Chicken Shack was, and it says they can open more than just one day, and you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hmm.
Raising Cane's, we talked about that, another chicken restaurant. And let me see, Huckleberry's. When Huckleberry's Breakfast and Lunch it opened in the former IHOP. Yeah.
Okay.
So, have you heard of Huckleberry's?
No.
No, neither have I. Spice Garden Fine Indian Cuisine. One closes, one opens. Yeah, so he opened Spice Garden Fine Indian Cuisine on Hilltop. We make all the spices, we roast them and mix them. I don't buy ready-made spices, so stand by.
Yep.
That could be really good. Tacos Las Espadillas. They opened that. We just talked about that. Another... El Tacos Asado?
Yeah, that's out near where I live.
From Shasta, close to Shasta High School?
Yep.
Okay. And let me see. The Brunch House. It's in the former Denny's on East Cypress. Okay. Upscale Diner, place to grab a cup of coffee or espresso, get a bite to eat, and just hang out. And, of course, Reading Public Market.
Yes, yep.
Which seems to have hit a home run.
Yep.
And then we got 12 inches of rain. We got flooding, and you know, people, you don't look up to the sky because you could drown. That's how much water is coming down out of the hills.
I actually heard something interesting.
Yes?
I wouldn't know this unless a lady friend told me about it. There's a photo of your wife in the women's bathroom.
Okay. Let's tell the story. They approached Linda about, could they use some of her photographs? And they said it was going to be in the ladies' restroom. And so, you know, what do you think? It's going to be on the, you know, like a mural or something. No. What they did was they put in the stalls.
Yep.
First stall is Leni Wilson. Second stall is a big mirror. As a woman walks in and says, the most beautiful women in Reading.
Okay.
The third one was Clint Eastwood's daughter, who's, you know, born here and, you know, that. And then the biggest stall is Linda from her time when she was the Gold Diggers.
Yep.
And Miss City Lights, when she was Miss City Lights of Las Vegas, and which was a show that played, you know, twice a night. And yeah, so they had that.
Yeah.
And so we get pictures all the time. All the time. People sending us pictures from there they send Linda pictures saying, want to get a photo with you, Linda. So it was
I would have had no other reason to know that other than
how would you know?
Yeah,
I mean, we don't go in there. You know,
you'd be glad to know I don't use
the reason I know is because before they opened, she took us in there to take a look at it. And so, anyway, it's done in good fun.
Yeah.
And things like that. So, okay, let's take a quick break. We come back. What else do we have to? Oh, gosh, we got lots of stuff. Let's talk a little bit about two things. Mr. Maduro. And I tell you what, I was surprised by this. I'm cut off from everything up there. And I saw that, and I thought, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
Why would you – you've just taken the president of another country and sent in Delta to take him and his wife.
I do have a little insight to that when we get back.
But since then I've been reading a little bit more on it, and there has been precedent. But let's talk about that when we get back. And if you've got a comment on this of Trump taking Maduro, you know, pro or con, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we'll be right back.
I got you.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day.
Hey, welcome back to 2026 and Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather, big time. And hopefully she'll be back by Wednesday. 7:51 in the morning here on the 5th. And Tim Walz. Governor Walz, yes, of Minnesota, is deciding he's not going to run for his third term. I wonder why.
Yeah.
It's maybe because the pitchforks and torches that are walking up and down the streets or massing in the streets there about this fraud fallout. And we talked a little bit about that already. Now, Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, could be facing the worst case scenario. He's facing arraignment today, and he perp walked him in, I think, already.
They did.
Nicolas Maduro. Now, when I first read this, I thought, that's a little strange. You know, what are you going in and, you know, but then there's a precedent.
Yep.
Noriega in Panama, running drugs. He had taken the election in a very corrupt manner. And all types of things were happening. A lot of money being, you know, being used in drugs and these things. And Noriega, I remember. And that was in 19...
Not 90-something, right?
No, not... It was like...
80-something?
See, we can see 88, 89. It was in 89.
Okay.
Because our Marine Expeditionary Unit, MEU, was floating, getting ready to float out in 89, and we were put on hold to help out with this. The early planning was that our MEU was going to go down there. I can say it now. And, you know, because his early plans never happened.
Yeah.
To go down there and take, like, three of the different cities, send our Marines in, and while the Army came in. Well, I mean, I actually went up for a planning conference, and he brought me in a closed van, so the media, which is just tons of media out there, couldn't see that the Marines were, you know, there. And then nothing happened. So we floated out. And on the way back, we came back. We had come back into port, and we had been home for like 2 days. And I remember on TV watching it go down when they went down in there and whatever it was, whatever they called it, and took Panama and took Noriega.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your precedent.
Yep.
And then so Maduro, who had been indicted already for narco terrorism and all this other stuff, who had stolen the election, had ruined, the Venezuelan economy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Trump went in and took him. No casualties. They came in, yeah. They took out their air defense systems and their, I think, their radar and some communications.
Yep.
Went in. Delta went in. And like I said, the photo, Happy New Year. There's four of them around your bed.
Yeah.
They took him. He was not injured. Yep. His wife wasn't injured. And it was over.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Well, did you see when they were walking him, he was wearing like four different sets of clothes in the different photos and everything. And when they were walking him in New York, he actually said, "This is a good thing. Happy New Year."
This is a good thing. Well, he had already started coming out last week saying, "Hey, you know what? Maybe we can work out this narcotics thing."
Yep.
Well, too late. Anyway, so, but what happens now to Venezuela? Yeah, we're going to run Venezuela. I can't wait to see that happen. You know what I would say is put the California legislature in Venezuela. Let them run Venezuela. You know, let them start fresh and see what they do. That's my suggestion. And we have a big election, and we elect new people and all that. However, he's been charged with four counts, narco-terrorism conspiracy, cocaine, importation conspiracy, possession of machine guns and destructive devices, and conspiracy to possess machine guns and I don't understand that. I mean, you're in another country.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that goes. His wife has been charged with three counts of cocaine importation, conspiracy, and the machine guns. And she defended Hugo Chavez after his failed 1992 coup attempt. After Chavez was elected, another thug. Anyway, so the woman that ran against him and who everybody thought had won that he chased out of the country by saying he was going to kill her. Now, you got to take a look. How upset are the Venezuelan people that Maduro was taken? Oh, tens of thousands of people marching in the street, yelling how happy they are. You know, they're flying Venezuelan flags or waving United States flags. They're very happy. Venezuelans in different parts of the country here are waving their flags and saying they're so happy. Now they can go back to their country.
Yep.
That's another thing. You go back to their country. Now, who's running it right now? The vice president is running it. She said, "Give him back." That's what she said. I mean, she said that.
Yeah.
Give him back. No, that's not going to happen. And now Greenland. Somebody said, Greenland says, he's not going to do this to Greenland. Is he? No. I don't know. I don't think he is. He's not going to go into Greenland. So if you look, and this puts the Democrats in a very strange spot. They're pushing drugs into our country by the tons. So we're blowing up their boats. They're bringing them in.
Yep.
You see photos of the boats. Those are not fishing boats.
Yeah.
And they're killing tens of thousands of Americans every year. So now you've got the Democrats are having to defend a narco-terrorist.
It's a strange year already.
It already is. I mean, it's like, oh my God, you know what? You know, and it, unlike the withdrawal from Afghanistan with Biden, which caused 13 American lives and left billions of dollars worth of equipment there to the Taliban, this one was done in and out.
Yeah.
In about, I don't know. People were asleep. It was finished by the time people woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just look at it from a military operation, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not addressing the politics of it. But I find it very interesting about what's going to happen now. But what's going to happen to Venezuela? Marco Rubio, who sleeps 1 hour a day, is now going to be in charge of Venezuela. And the oil companies.
Yes.
I mean,
yep.
I mean, the oil companies, they're saying oil companies can come back in there. Well, the oil companies are going, whoa, let's just wait a minute here before we invest billions trying to get those fields back up. What's going to happen? So, anyway, Cuba was heavy into Venezuela, too. People didn't know that.
And yeah.
We'll talk about that later this week, about how heavy Cuba was in their intel and military after we you know, later on this week. We got time. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, enjoy the magazine. We're going to talk about pleasant things for the next hour. We'll be right back.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As of today, Tim Walz is a dropout. His state reeling from the massive Somali fraud scandal. The Minnesota governor has announced he will not be seeking a third term as the state's chief executive. He is dropping out of the race. Up till now, Walz tried to hang the scandal on President Trump.
This is what happens when your own federal government wages war against you. This is what happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat.
That was a month ago and Walz was still in the race. He says he can no longer devote the energy needed to win another term, even as he says he's confident he could win. So now comes the question of who will jump into the gubernatorial race. A person close to Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says that she is considering a run for governor of Minnesota. There's also no shortage of interested Republicans. Around a dozen of them are already in the race. Deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife making their first court appearance today in New York City. The couple's been indicted on drug trafficking, narco-terrorism, and other charges. They were captured over the weekend in that lightning-fast U.S. military raid in Caracas. Vice President Vance and his family were not at home when this happened.
Secret Service agents say a man who broke the windows of Vice President Vance's Ohio home and caused other property damage has been detained. Two law enforcement officials say the man broke a window with a hammer and tried to enter the house. The home in Cincinnati's Walnut Hills neighborhood was unoccupied. Vance and his family were not in Ohio. The Secret Service is working with local police and the U.S. Attorney's Office on possible charges. Vance's office says his family is back in Washington. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The rally rolls on Wall Street. The Dow is up 640 points, gain of more than 1%. More on these stories, townhall.com.
It's Mike Gallagher wishing you a happy new year. If you're like most people, this is the week you look at your budget and think, all right, time to get things under control. Here's one of the smartest ways to start 2026. Call my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They can help lower your monthly mortgage payment. And yes, you can still skip your next two payments. Imagine not making a mortgage payment in January or February. That's how you create real financial breathing room. If you need some cash to pay off high interest credit cards from the holidays, a cash out refinance might just be perfect for you. And if you prefer a line of credit, Fellowship's new fixed rate HELOC gives you funds fast with a rate that never changes. Start the year on solid footing. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before the January bills hit, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Venezuelans in New York City have mixed reactions to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro. Some are elated. Others wonder what's next for their homeland.
Maria Moreira fled Venezuela almost 30 years ago during the Chavez era and hasn't visited family in 15 years. She says she wants to go back to see her older brother and give him a hug and a kiss. She is one of many people who live in Queens who fled Venezuela. On Saturday, she celebrated with friends and is hoping a new leader will mean a better life for a new generation. A group of people demonstrated in Times Square Saturday afternoon against U.S. intervention in Caracas. They said that the intervention isn't about drug trafficking or democracy. It's about stealing oil and dominating Latin America. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A Paris court has found 10 people guilty of cyberbullying France's first lady by spreading false online claims about her gender. The court has convicted all the defendants to sentences ranging from cyberbullying awareness training to 8 months suspended prison sentences. News and analysis, townhall.com. Britain's King Charles leads tributes to an outspoken Holocaust survivor who died in London at the age of 96 and who had an encounter with a world-famous diarist.
Eva Schloss met Anne Frank in the Netherlands after she and her family were forced from their home in Austria.
They were betrayed by a Nazi sympathiser on her 15th birthday and sent to the notorious Auschwitz concentration camp, where her father and brother died. She and her mother survived. Mrs. Schloss said that for more than 40 years she was unable to talk about what had happened to her, but in 1990 she co-founded the Anne Frank Trust, with the aim of teaching young people to, in her words, never forget the terrible consequences of treating people as other. Paying tribute, the King said she had devoted her life to overcoming hatred and prejudice, promoting kindness, courage, understanding, and resilience.
And that's the BBC's Ellie Pierce reporting. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Happy New Year. It is the 5th of January, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by, top of the hour, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And speaking of medical center, Linda is sick. She is way under the weather. And hopefully we'll be back by Wednesday. But, you know, she's got this great cough.
And she'll
go to sleep. It'll be fine. But about 3 in the morning, she starts to cough. Have you ever had one of those?
What?
Well, yeah. And then when she coughs, I'm up. Because I, you know, one, she's coughing, and
there. Are you preparing yourself for the cough?
No,
because
no.
It's coming to you.
I don't get sick. I don't get sick.
Do you get flu shots?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, hey, I am not afraid of flu shots, shingle shots.
You're in the military. You're all.
Oh gosh,
up.
You know how many, you know what? There's a little square tattooed on my arm. Says insert needle, because I mean I don't know how many inoculations and vaccinations I got in the military, including anthrax that I didn't even know about that one.
Okay. Yeah,
that was shot A and shot B. I didn't know about it for like 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And when I was going back.
Well, you don't get sick because you're poisoned. Nothing can live in your blood.
Nothing can live in there. And so I didn't even know about it until I was going back again on another time of my life. And they were inoculating.
Oh, everybody needs anthrax. Oh, you're good. You already had yours.
But that's essentially, they just said, oh, you just need a booster. And I went, a booster? I've had him. Yeah. He said, that's shot A and B. Anyway, enough of that. Anyway, good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
And it's National Kimchi Day.
No, National Screenwriters Day.
Oh, Screenwriters Day.
I was going to say, I love kimchi.
Yeah. We discussed kimchi today. He has not had... his resolution.
His resolution is to eat less kimchi.
It's to eat less?
Yeah. I figure I can pull that one off, you know?
Yeah, since he doesn't eat it at all.
That's not a struggle.
He asked what resolutions I have. Uh-huh. And I said, none.
None, yeah.
I don't make resolutions. I did years ago, but I don't
anymore. A resolution for me is something that immediately my mind says, you're not keeping it.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a no person.
I resolve to make no resolutions, and I can keep that one, yeah.
You know what? I don't break resolutions because I don't make them. And if I see something I need to do to improve myself, I try to do it.
Yeah.
You know, as best you can.
Anytime you apply the pressure, I'm like, I'm out.
Okay, let's talk weather.
Hello. It's like the summer here, usually. You know what the weather... It's been like this forever.
It has been. But we have rain today with winds of gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. I tell you, Saturday night, the wind
was crazy.
Blowing crazy.
We've had a lot of wind already this year.
I've got a flagpole, and I went out there and watched it. And it's a pretty strong flagpole. And it was bending. And the flags, I said, I wonder if those flags are just going to... You know how they tatter?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't so far. Got them down.
The old red, white, and blue's hanging in there?
Yeah, and so's that marine. Tonight, rain. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain. and a high of 51. And tomorrow night, a 60% chance of rain. Wednesday, it looks like rain. And low around, but it's a low around 34 Wednesday night. So now we talk about frost on Thursday morning.
Yeah, it's going to get cold.
But mostly sunny on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be partly sunny. But it's going to be cold at night, my friends, so just be aware. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The Kenny started this business over 30 years ago, and the third generation of Kenny's are in there helping to run the business. That's just great. They also do so much for a lot of people, including providing or helping provide housing for homeless veterans and much more. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. And one of my favorite times of the month is when James Masada and Rhonda Alvey come in with the newest issue of Enjoy the Magazine. And this is issue 232. 232 months. Think about that.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Gosh. What happens when you hit 250? It won't be this year.
No, next year.
Next year.
Yeah. But it's our 20th anniversary this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
20 years doing this. That is just great.
So that means that, does that mean that Reese is going to be around 20?
Yeah. Huh. Reese will be 20 in July.
I always mark everything by Reese's birthday because...
Is that your grandkid?
No, that's our business partner, Michelle's daughter. Oh. Michelle got pregnant when we decided to launch this publication.
That was kind of thoughtless. That was being pretty selfish. Huh, Reese?
It was crazy and she actually had to be on bed rest, so she wasn't even in the office for a while.
Oh my gosh.
We said, well, if we're going to do it, we better do it.
Yeah. Somebody She's on else. Bed rest. Let's go.
Well, congratulations. There's very few places out there, private enterprise, small business, that makes it 20 years. Yeah. I mean, really.
Yep.
So congratulations to you
it's
all.
It's weird. I hear it in my head, but I'm just, like, numb.
I know.
It's kind of like we look in the mirror, right? You know what? I don't feel my age.
No,
you know,
I don't either.
It sneaks up on us, and then all of a sudden, there we are.
Yep. And, you know, it's just funny because we have, you know, gone through a lot. I was single when we started the magazine, and I had a teenage son, and he's 33 now, and it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wait till your child hits 50.
Oh, I have a 43-year-old.
Wait till they hit 50. There's something about 50.
Yeah.
That means you're nearly dead.
Oh, no.
Daryl, my husband just turned, last month, turned 80.
I can't.
Daryl did?
I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
I mean, seriously, let's just, like, not possible.
No, he lied to you. No, he lied to you. He's not 80.
I'm always taken aback by your age.
What about my age?
I think you are one of the most well put together people at your age. Like, literally, I was like, if that's what it is, I'm totally okay with that, right?
Well, thank you.
I mean, you know, you're not decrepit, you're not wrinkled, you know, you've got good hair, you're thin, you have all your teeth.
I'm like. I'm missing the one in front here, but that was a long time ago, and nobody, you can't tell because they all closed in. You know what? I can tell you that I'll go back to what my lifestyle was. And for 32 years, plus another 5 that I was doing the same kind of work, but wearing a different hat. And then getting the 50 or 60 or 100 inoculations the Marine Corps gave me. But doing something every day, I think, is the secret.
Yeah.
And being married to Linda is another big part of it because she is
hard to keep up.
Oh my gosh. And it's like, oh, we've got this and this and this. And I'm just looking at her. And I mean, I just tell me what clothes to wear.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I show up. But I think that, again, it goes into, like you two, I mean, it goes into your mindset. Both your mindsets are young. So,
well, there's something I was going to say when you said that. There's something that we need to tap in as the society, because our society is very different than a lot of other societies, yeah, as far as how we handle old people and, yeah, or I should say mature people, whatever the term is these days. But like you said, I mean, there are days I wake up where I go, oh, my body's killing me. But mentally in my head, I can't wrap my head around my age at all. Not even close.
I can't either.
And so, because of that, why aren't we doing something? That is something that should be integrated into our, I don't know, how we're raised, brought up, like it talked about, like something so that, because I think, I mean, you know, if that's a part of your culture and it's celebrated and it's something that's moved to the front of a mind, I think that, in my opinion, that would help, I think, help people with longevity in a lot of way. I mean, you know, if you only feel like you're 28 and you're 60,
you know,
why is that something that's always, like, what recognized?
What happens is, you know, your body can't keep cashing the checks. But you can still keep doing the same stuff, maybe just less.
Yeah.
And not as intense.
And not maybe, yeah, maybe, yeah, you can't do it as intense. But, and I think a big thing is just maintaining physical flexibility.
Yeah.
You know, stretching and that kind of stuff, that helps.
But so not a New Year's resolution, yeah, but that is something that I've talked about this year, is that, yeah, I've got to get somewhere where I can actually, you know, somebody's teaching me how to stretch. Because that's my big thing, is I am just, I get all stoved up, right? And I don't have the flexibility that I need or, yeah, I want. I'll get on the floor to go plug something in, and it's like a whole process, right? I'm like, all the way down, and then I'm down, and then it's like, oh, my God, I'm about to get up.
You know, picking up something, you know, not to get anybody too excited, but you dropped the soap in the shower.
Mm.
And bending over. I mean, I can bend over and pick up the soap without any problem. It just takes me longer
to get back up.
No. You know, you just, it takes you a little bit longer to do these things, but your flexibility is so important.
Yeah.
You know, yoga classes or something. And I've,
you have to get,
I've got to get into that.
Soap,
something like that.
Steady.
We have a small shower. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine. We might even talk about the magazine.
Maybe.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Dina's Cabinets. The local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets.
The local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets.
The local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies. Smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices. We have the companies. And contractors. We can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Yep, one division for insurance, one division for financial management. And Judy Maxwell started her business back in 1993, so this isn't her first rodeo. And she's been helping our community ever since. You know, this year, beginning of the year, maybe you want to have somebody take a look at your retirement plans, your 401s, your insurance. And if you give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, they will do a free review and evaluation of what you have in your insurance and your financial matters. And it's free. So, take advantage of that. Start off 2026 in the right way. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And I'm here with Enjoy the Magazine, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And where are we going to start?
Well, we can start right here with the...
You were looking at the... recipe.
I'm looking at the, since it's a new year.
Uh-huh. Very first article, yeah. Nice and big and strong.
16 life hacks for 2026.
Okay.
Several of them are pretty obvious, but there's some pretty interesting ones that, they're all pretty simple, you know.
I can tell you, number one, scrap the paper. I have files.
Oh, yeah.
That go back to 2007. I can tell you that, and I can tell you that I brought in a file cabinet. It's not a big one, but, you know, it's got two drawers, and it's got stuff in there from 2007 because I haven't touched it.
I know.
So I've got to take all of that. I'm taking it all that and putting it into a big black garbage bag, and I'm taking it down to one of the shredders. I'm just going to shred everything. Mm-hmm. I looked in my desk. You know, everything on the left-hand side, and I'm like, I don't need all this stuff.
Right. Isn't the rule for tax purposes 7 years?
I think 7 years, but I go back. Yeah, so 7 years.
So, like, last night, I just got out my new accordions and, you know, wrote on them for everything, alphabet, whatever, to start the new year, 2026, right? And then what I usually do is once I pull that, then I go to the garage, and then I take the last of the year, and I pull that to scrap it. I'll go through it and make sure there's nothing important in there.
I've got tax returns from 2008, you know?
Yeah, well, I was being at the theater. We have like four filing cabinets that are just packed full, and half the stuff in there is so old. And the woman that's our secretary and I were talking, we are just going to start going through it and getting rid of it because why do you keep it?
I don't know.
It's just so hard. It's a psychological thing.
It's because I just don't look at it. When I look at it, I go,
I'm afraid I'm going to get rid of something.
I know.
You haven't touched it in 7 years.
How about your cable bills from 2006?
Right.
You know.
Yes. You don't need all that.
I was in Iraq in 2006, and I still had the cable.
I was going to say, those companies probably don't even exist.
Yeah. Okay, or they've merged. Here's the second one, and this is the hardest one. Get rid of excess stuff. Whoa.
Yep. And it's kind of nice how it's put. She says to take one space at a time, a drawer after work, a linen closet over the weekend, your glove compartment on your lunch hour.
That's a good idea.
That is a really good idea. So, you know, if you think about the big picture, it's a lot harder to get started.
I was going
to
say, you think that's the hard one? The next one, shave down your mortgage.
There is.
I was like, how do you do that?
Well, the way I do is I pay $200 a month
extra
and it comes out, and it comes out toward at the end of the year. It's one full payment. And they're saying that's supposed to cut your...
One full payment a year, I think, cuts like 15
something
years.
Something like 15 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the hard part about get rid of excess stuff, four piles. Keep, donate, trash, and think about it. My think about it pile
is the biggest one.
It defeats the whole purpose.
Right.
You should take that one out.
Where's another one? Skip the dressing room.
Oh.
I don't like going into dressing rooms. I feel like there's always a camera in there. So I just assume there's a camera, so I put on a show. Takes too much time.
And I don't think I would ever organize my clothes by color.
Okay.
My son does.
Now.
By color?
Uh-huh.
I have friends that you look at their closet, an inch and a half between each one. They're all hanging in the same direction.
Yep.
All the ties are hanging down. The shoes are all and I'm looking at it.
I have
it,
a son that's that way.
Well, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, what I do is, they're not looking, I'll move the shoes around. And it'll make them crazy.
Oh, it does. Okay. It would send him into like a slight episode.
Mine are organized by what they are. Like, I have pants, dresses,
long
sleeve, short sleeve,
like
sweaters.
I have trousers and shirts.
Yeah,
And that's about it.
No, his folded clothes are like perfectly.
It's like in the military. Yeah. You got to have it like for inspection. It's folded a certain way.
Oh yeah,
and it's
everything's folded, and he dries everything flat so that there's no creases, so that he can put the folds in them. And I'm like, our whole house looks like a...
Don't grocery shop on an empty stomach. I have heard that for as long as I can remember.
And I have made the mistake many times.
And it doesn't matter to me because I'm always hungry. So it's tragic for me no matter what.
You know,
but it's true. Food prepping.
You know, a big thing is you say you're going to do something. And then what happens here, I say at 10 o'clock I'm going to do this. Somebody walks in. Something happens. 10:30. Now I look up and say, can I do it at 10:30? Well, in reality, you can, but for something in there that clicks in your head goes, well, it's too late.
Too late now, yep.
I know.
Too late now. Okay.
This is the one Yvonne wants to do all the time, is food prep.
Food prep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
it's
I get it.
Not a bad idea.
Probably,
my daughter does that.
Yeah,
my daughter does that.
In theory, it's brilliant, but to do all the work to prep it all, and then I'm just like, ugh, right?
I don't.
You know what everybody needs instead of it's food prep by your personal chef.
Okay, save at least 10%.
Whew.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't do that and pay down my mortgage. So.
I know. Something has got to give here. Okay, and then the slow cooker is your friend.
We'd love to use kinds of things. We've got.
Have you ever used an air fryer? Is that what it's called? Do those work?
Yes.
They work amazingly, but the big thing is you want to get an air fryer that's stainless inside, not plastic.
Yes.
Stainless inside. Okay.
Because a lot of them, are cost sensitive and people buy them, but they're plastic inside. And they're saying now those high heats cause vapors and things.
That's what I would think if you're so concerned about that.
Yeah.
How about a pressure cooker? You ever use that?
We have one of those pots,
Instapot?
Instapot. But I don't use it. Daryl uses it once in a while, but it's not used very often.
I've got a brand new pressure cooker that Diane gave to me one year with the recipes and how to use it. And it is set there. And it's got to be a good 6 years now.
Oh.
And it's, brand new. So I think I've taken the top off at once. Couldn't get it back.
Pressure cookers, though, are great.
You can put anything in there and that kind of stuff. I've maybe if I was going to make resolutions, Alex, that may be one. Is
the one that we don't use it very often, but when we use it, we're always blown away, and that's a rice cooker.
Oh, I love rice cookers.
Yeah, because I'm always just like, you just rinse your rice, you put it in and add water and push a button, and then you come back and it's done, and you open it, and you think, no. And then you open it up, and it's like perfect rice.
So's minute rice. And you don't have the, because I've used the rice cookers before, and obviously didn't measure right.
Yeah.
Because I have soppy rice.
Oh, yeah, no. If you just put the water to the line, it's perfect every time.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if it's basmati rice or jasmine rice.
Okay.
All right.
What's next here? I tell you what's next. It's a break. It's a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. Now, 18 years. Hmm. Yep. No. Started in 07.
That you've gone.
19 years. This is the only barbershop I've gone to. And I found them. They have been advertising with us since the day we opened. And I've gone through two barbers, and now I'm into my third and fourth one, Logan and Tim. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Subway or Lucky Miller's, is a great place to get a haircut. Never had a bad one there in 19 years.
How long have they been open?
Since 1960.
Yeah.
Been in the same location since 67. Now think about that. There's somebody else that's been around.
I went there for a haircut when I was 5.
Yeah. I'm sure you did.
I did, because I was obsessed with the jackalope.
It's still there.
I know.
And Linda walked in, and she goes, you know how the old head turns sideways? She goes, what's that? Well, that's a jackalope. And she's looking at it, and she's looking at us. She goes, this is a lie. And
my dad used to take me there.
The thing about it, it's not a hair salon.
No,
it's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop, my friends. And you can make appointments there two different ways. I call at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy, which I used last time, which is real easy to use because you can look
They've
at
modernized.
The schedule. Yeah. So you go to get the app and say, Booksy, I'm going to go here this day, this time, because it lets you know. And then it sends you a text and an email.
Yep.
It says you have a haircut today.
Yep.
Yeah. Works great. And I've never had a bad haircut day or a bad haircut there. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebach. Thank you so much for tuning in with us here on the 5th of January, our first day back. We thought we were going to be back in a second. It just did not work out like that. And it was sketchy our being able to get back to anybody back here. But the team handled it. Our guest today is Enjoy the Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And we're going through the book and the 16 ways to make your life easier. We've already decided that 13 of them may be just a bridge too far. Maybe 14. Okay, where are we going now?
And that's why successful people are far and few between, because they actually have the
Chief Operating Officer at Simpson. Retired Army colonel, great guy. I'm going to have him on the show here soon. You go into his office, and you look at his desk, and I go, this guy's going to be running this place in about 4 years. And, I mean, his desk is perfect. I mean, perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how can you work in such a perfect desk?
He goes, I always look at that and think, you don't do anything. Because like, Rhonda used to say that about my desk all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, right.
That's why you have drawers at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You stick everything in the drawer.
Yeah.
And the next morning,
I can still hear it.
Out.
Oh, my gosh, James, your desk is perfect.
Perfect is, of course, another word for... Okay. Now, we're... Okay.
Page 28.
Page 28.
A hot topic. So I didn't get through the whole story, so forgive me for not providing super detail, but... This is a very interesting concept of a husband and wife here that actually have a mobile sauna.
And cold plunge.
And cold plunge, yeah.
Whoa.
So it's a trailer so that they can drive to you, or they will drive somewhere, and then you can actually buy a pass or a ticket or whatever, however it works, to go in. So it's not a matter of having to be... You know, a member to a spa or some type of a thing where you can, you know, you have to go to specifically. They do things where they bring this to big events where you can go and sit in there and cook and cool and.
Have you ever done a cold plunge?
I have not, but yeah.
I have.
I have done just. I don't mind getting into the lake or a swimming pool in the winter. So if it's freezing, yeah. Once you get past the midsection, I'm fine.
I've done it once, and it was back in Quantico with some other Marines, and it was
into it's a very weird feeling.
It was the lake there,
and when you get out, you almost for like an hour feel almost hot.
Yeah,
it's the weirdest thing,
and you jump into that water,
it's like
and you've got to jump in. walking in does not work. And because you get up to your knees and go, yeah, I don't need to do this. So you find a spot and everybody jumps in and then screams and yells and comes out.
It's like needle prick.
There's like a fire on the side that you throw yourself on, hoping that it will warn you. Yeah, but it has a strange feeling. And some people will swear by this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get into an icy cold thing every day.
Mm-hmm. My son does. They have a cold plunge at their... In Texas, it's very, very cool. Their apartment complexes are like living in a high-end resort.
Wow.
They provide, I mean, his place has gyms and pools and cold plunges. And, I mean, it's like, wow, that's pretty amazing. But, so
a friend of mine did this, and she said that she was invited to go for like their grand opening or a soft opening. And she said that she did the sauna. Mm-hmm. And got really nice and hot, and then she did the cold plunge. And she said when she was done, it was like the most, the best feeling in the world.
They call it somewhat spiritual.
Yeah,
it's almost
she
like
said it was amazing how great she felt.
Okay, so this is
Do you like saunas? I have to be really, you know that this is the way I dress even if there's 10 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah,
I get really, really hot, really easy. So when I go into a sauna...
You feel like you can't breathe.
I have to be really careful because I get so hot so fast. I can't. Yeah.
Linda really likes the steam rooms.
But
there's none of those. I think
a lot of these saunas.
Wind River used to have, you know, when their spa was down there, and they may still have one going, but they had a steam room. And somebody
can temporarily be steam rooms. So they'll be heated by a stove that has rocks. And the whole idea is then you pour water
on
the rocks, and you get that blast of steam that will hang out for a while. But, yeah, that, oof.
And this is called Ritual Sauna, and you can find them on Instagram or ritual-sauna.
Yeah, and it's an interesting story to read because it talks about building, you know, they built it, and they were like, it's no small feat to build a sauna that has to move because of all the movement at the times. But you have the stove itself is 250 pounds, and there's an additional 300 pounds of rocks in the stove. So, I mean, you know. But it looks super cool. Mm-hmm. So you can do it, you know, I think it talks about you can just buy it to go in for like $30 at a pop-up session or something. And then it says up to $850 for a full hosted and guided private event. So you could actually hold an event and have them come and, you know, that might be kind of fun.
Yeah,
something
different.
Yeah, have a birthday party and a sauna.
You know, right?
And a cold plunge.
Everybody's naked.
Quite the party. How about page 47, hypnotism? This is the first time. Is this the first article you've ever had on hypnotism?
I think so.
Do you? I thought we had one more before to help with like
do you ever
cravings?
See, like, you ever see these things that are on, you know, on the stage and all that, and they bring people up?
Yes.
How do you? Okay.
I've gone
to
hypnotist.
How do you knock somebody out and just 30
I've
seconds
gone
that
to
they
hypnotists.
Look like a chicken.
Yeah. I've gone to 3 hypnotists in my life.
Okay.
And never once was I hypnotized. I don't know if it's because I can't or I just won't allow myself.
It could be that you're going there and that there's a subconscious thing.
I totally have a subconscious thing.
Like to control things.
That's the problem.
That, you know, you're a control guy. And maybe that's it. Your mind is saying, no, I'm not going to have somebody.
And that's what's going on in my mind. I'm like talking to myself, James, calm down, focus, listen. And then there's the other voice.
And this lady here, she says, a hypnotist can't make you do anything you don't want to do. The movies make it look like someone's being forced into something, and that's just not real. I've heard that, too.
Yep. I've often thought... Because I have such a, I dislike so many foods, I always thought that it would be kind of nice to be hypnotized to learn how to like some of the foods that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would probably be healthier.
Well, she said.
Well, you would just enjoy things more.
And enjoy,
But the article says
like what you eat, so.
That what you're doing is you're going past your conscious into your subconscious. And then that could set, you know, then they can put these little things in there like, eat your broccoli.
Yeah. No, for her, you will love your mustard.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
You won't have anxiety when you fly.
Well, the other thing, too.
That's why I went one time, was for that.
Well, for self-hypnotism, that can make you relax more. You know, if you learn those techniques, you know, we all have a way of making ourselves relax. I've got my happy place I go to, and, and then I breathe a certain way. But I can see where that could be a big help for people.
But see, for the flying, you can give me an elephant tranquilizer, and I still...
You just hate flying?
I hate right through that tranquilizer. I'm like, I used to fly for my father's company, I mean, all the time, and never had a single fear, but I had too many close calls flying, and it's just made me white-knuckled.
But then you also took...
Flying lessons.
You went to flight school,
well, because
right?
that was part of what I was trying to do was think if, okay, if I'm flying, do I feel okay because I'm a control freak, right? So I thought, man, if I can get over that. But then what I found was I felt better flying, but then it made it worse that when I would get on a plane because I wasn't flying.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, move over. I'm going to fly this plane.
I had one time in my life I was flying tens of thousands of miles in a month. I mean, I was going different countries, back to the States, different countries.
In cargo.
And I had one of them. I had one incident where I'm just sitting there, and it was the last place I wanted to be was flying right then, and it just hit me.
Oh.
And so I, you know, that was kind of that. I can understand
that was a psychological
because
thing going on
you
in
know,
your head.
Linda says. You know, if I get, you know, small planes is different. You know, small planes crash. but you get on the large planes. But it just caught me after all that flying. So having
like,
something like a self-hip, let me get back into my inner self here and cross my legs on my seat and go,
I will say that one thing that does actually help, and it's not good, and I don't do well with it either just because my body doesn't, but if I drink and I get really heavily buzzed, I will feel less anxiety for sure.
This person here, yeah, that helps, is hypnotherapy has been shown to help PTS patients overcome insomnia. A study found that 88% of patients received hypnotherapy twice a week for 2 weeks reported excellent or good sleep quality. So there you go.
I have no doubt that
Redman Hypnotist. Hypnosis, and it's on page 47.
I have no doubt that there's benefits of it. I just don't understand it. That's just my...
No, you know, a lot of people use this. And I think a lot of people use it to gain more of take control of their emotions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think it encourages you to, like, mind over matter, right? Which we all want.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sometimes, like I'm saying now, my back is kind of out. I'm having this sciatic thing, and I'm laying in bed, and it hurts, and it keeps me awake. And in my head, I'm like... I am willing the pain to go away, right? I'm like, that's what I want to be able to do. And then I'm like, damn, this hurts.
Well, but maybe that, and we got to take a break here, but maybe that self-hypnosis will relax your body enough for the muscles to relax.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
I mean,
or maybe a Xanax would help.
Or Xanax and 12 ibuprofen.
With a bourbon, wash it down.
And now we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back.
It's my jam. Radio. It's my jam.
It's your jam. It's Night at the Roxbury. It should have been in the Academy Award nominations. Never, somehow didn't make it. I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We talked about some great articles in here. So what's next?
Well, we can.
There's the bridal show coming up. There's a lot of things going on. Also, the Go Reading event with Shasta Regionals coming up.
February. Yep.
Lots of things. So grab an issue so you can find out all the things going on.
Ladies' Night Out on February the 26th. Go Red. And it's always sold out.
Always.
So you might want to.
But it's at a different place this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And I'd have to go through this and see where it's going to be. Oh, Wind River Event Center, so they can have room for more people.
Yeah.
And they'll sell it out. The Chicks and Chaps that Linda's involved in is going, you know, it moved from the rodeo grounds into the Elks, and now it's going to the senior center because they need more room every year. They sell that out.
We're laughing at each other because she did the same thing that I did. There's a really great recipe. We have great recipes. And this one, I'm sure, is a great recipe, but it doesn't look that good. And both of us looked at each other like,
the thought of it is just disgusting.
But what is it? A sweet,
avocado chocolate mousse.
Yeah. And the thing is I love avocados, right? Mm. So, but for some reason, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
An avocado chocolate mousse.
You look at the picture and they've actually used mint and everything in it. And
it looks like chocolate mousse.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're being nice.
Okay. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Well, or chocolate
pudding.
The
thing probably is that because it's avocado and it's brown like chocolate, when I see a brown avocado, I just think of a rotten like avocado.
It turned brown it's a.
Yeah. I know.
But when you go to the winter roasted veggie crostini.
That looks really good.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
But we have to have something for everybody. So, you know.
And this is kind of healthy.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It is healthy. Well, there's maple syrup in it. That's.
Yeah, but you have to have something if you're going to call it a pudding or a.
Mousse.
Mousse. So the other thing we have in here is an article that talks about just not, I mean, it's not all focused on the new market, but it's, is it mostly about, was it like First Friday kind of?
Yeah, First Friday and how it started and how it's grown.
Yeah.
And now that the public market's there, it's now.
Exploded. And what page is that?
The page 70.
Okay.
And now that there's an entertainment district.
Yes, a lot of people don't realize, but we have an entertainment district which is the most progressive and largest and most operated in the state.
It is, so largest in California.
Redding has taken the lead in this, and that means that you can actually walk from one location to another location in this district with your drink from whatever place you're departing from. And it, there are obviously lots of rules, but it works. It's been working already. But it's 365 days a year from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I'm just going to tell you is...
And there are a lot of people using it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. You know what we need? And then, by the way, and people go, you know, you have to park in the downtown parking structure. That's right. But the public market, and I think you're going to see some others, they're going to validate that parking for you. So, hey.
You heard this?
No, that's what the guys that own the place told me. They validate right now. But I would think other businesses...
For the parking structure.
For the parking structure.
Wow.
And, but I would think other businesses would also...
So that was something that I had come up with, is that why we don't have a validation.
Yeah.
But if they're doing it, that's super smart.
Well, public market is, so I imagine others could do it too. Mm. But, you know, what we need, in my opinion, and I talked to Dan a lot... And
Daniel.
Yeah, he's Daniel now. I used to know him when he was Danny. Now he's Daniel. But
Danny.
We need events once a month that closes down Market Street all the way down to the barrel down there, Bladen Barrel or whatever it's called. And so we have a big event every month. As people, just like it was at the lighting of the Christmas tree and the thousands of people.
That was crazy. That
just, and then with the, and now with the, entertainment district, they can go all around there and you just close down one street, but the rest of the streets
and
are
I completely concur, but now as a business owner down there.
Oh, yeah.
We had another event that just happened not too long ago and it was fine. And, you know, we're obviously going to be good sports about everything because it's important and it's for the people, but they brought in a lot of vendors that had trailers, food trailers.
Oh, yeah.
And they parked them right in front of your store.
Well, see.
Right.
Now,
and so now you're blocked, but that's not even the worst of it. The worst of it is they all have these massive generators and the generators are on the backside, which is the front of our store.
Oh,
and the whole time, it's like, you know, and you can't have your people that are in your place sit outside because it's too loud and there's exhaust everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's, there's...
But there's got to be a workaround.
Yeah,
like
there's
got to
be a workaround.
Put it to the alley.
Yeah.
Or, put it in the alleys, you know,
or put them
or
towards
something.
The face of the park on their side.
Something like that.
But, I mean, I don't want to discourage and say don't because I totally agree that that's...
Well, can you see on the...
Power for the people.
Can you see on Rodeo Week... It's in May,
mm-hmm.
of having that street, you know, open every night for, you know, country western bands and all that.
Line dancing,
you know, and just, you know, people just, you know.
What's the Guinness record for the number of people doing line dancing? We have to break it.
Well, I bet it's.
Thousands.
A thousand.
Yeah.
We could do that. We could do that.
Yeah.
Do you have to be able to line dance? No. You just have to be able to stand
there
and move back and forth.
That's
a
line. The person in front of you.
We're going to do all we're going to do is the Chesney sway. Back and forth, back and forth.
Okay, we got
the largest is 18,431.
Oh, geez.
Line dancing? Okay, we may not get that one.
Wow, yeah, that's like half the population.
How about line dancing with sober people? That drops it right down. Okay. We got like 2 minutes left. So where do you want to hit?
Just pick up your magazine and take a look at it. There's a lot of more articles when we get in here. We fart around and talk about all kinds of things, which is great, but we barely touch even a quarter of the articles that are in the publication. If you can't get out to get one, go to enjoymagazine.com.
There's one that's homemade natural remedies crafted with care. It's called Hearth Mother.
Uh-huh.
And
that looks good. Look at the fire cider.
Yeah.
That's what you need to get. You need to get a bottle of that for Linda. That'll knock the cough right out of her.
Yeah. Well, I did the lemon and honey and tea, and she said that helped kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the way I made it. Yeah. So it's kind of pretty lemony.
Yep. And then there's Compassion and Care Inside Fairchild's new Senior Life Solutions Program. So there's an article about that.
There's a really great story about Dr. She's a dentist, and she she's had a pretty interesting life. Chagini.
Dr. Chagini?
Yes, and she's a dentist, and she's originally from Tehran, and
she's Persian.
Yeah.
Oh. And I think I've heard Marjan talk about her.
Her story's pretty amazing. She came to the United States. Yeah, she's very attractive and
doesn't hurt.
Very grateful.
Somebody hovering over your head is not hideous.
Yeah. it's a really good story about her and her journey to become a dentist.
She learned English by reading the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting.
I was going to say, not the book I would have thought she'd pick up, but you never know. There's lots of Christians, I guess, in Iran.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not a Christian. Maybe that's the only thing she could find in English.
Well, doesn't make any difference.
No, it doesn't. I mean, learn to read.
She has her own dental clinic here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
it's actually very interesting.
The
journey to become a dentist is pretty cool.
Yeah. At first of all, I thought, it's just,
another
advertisement, but it's not. It's a great story.
Yeah.
I want people to come here and have a team that treats each person like family.
She reminds me of somebody.
It's a lot of people don't want to go to the dentist, and I think it's for fear, unfounded fears,
Or they don't have insurance.
Or they don't have insurance,
I think a lot of it also comes from the sounds.
Okay.
Dentist.
We have to leave. Thank you again for bringing in your 232nd issue. Tomorrow, we're going to have O2 staffing with all the new laws. It's going to hit business, and it's already impacted. Have a great day. Be careful out there, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.